the grazing land of Wyoming is currently filled with young calves out to pasture. Calving season lasts through the spring and early summer in Wyoming, and once the calves are born, ranchers have to brand them to identify which ranch they belong to. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhuroff attended a branding and found that in the 21st century, some ranchers are happily keeping up old social customs during their brandings.
Scott Sims's ranch in the Rock Creek Valley in southeast Wyoming branded a batch of their calves at the end of June.
The brand that we use is called a Lazy Triangle E. Actually, that brand goes back to my great-granddad. It was his brand.
That day, there were over 300 calves. There were three ropers, four sets of wrestlers, two branders, two castrators, and they were giving the calves three different immunizations. That's about 20 people, all told. The group assembled from a handful of ranches in the valley, which all help each other out for their respective brandings.
We've been trading labor doing this probably for the last 15 years anyhow, 15 to 20 years.
Sim says it wasn't always so. His family used a branding table in the past, a metal contraption that holds the animal in place while it gets branded. Using the table requires less labor than the old-fashioned roping and wrestling technique, and a lot of smaller ranches prefer it. But the Sims family switched when a family from Cheyenne came to the valley and convinced them to go back to wrestlers and ropers, traditions as old as the Lazy Triangle E brand itself. Sim says those customs are important for ranching.
We kind of like to keep up the tradition. It's part of our culture and using horses and roping. We'd like to keep that up.
Sim says it's also nice to get everyone together.
Everyone's worked hard through the spring, long days, long nights, cold weather, keeping calves alive, and getting together to brand and work together is kind of a reward for all the hard work.
As the branding gets going, the teams of people work efficiently to provide each calf with all of their necessary shots, to administer the brand and castrate the bulls. Scott's son Shannon instructs the crews.
That should be all of them. Start on the double tags now. Give us a second to warm the irons up, though.
While waiting for someone to come over with the hot brand, a father and daughter wrestling team hold down a calf on the dusty ground. Roger Newkirk is smiling.
It's been done this way for 100 years, so we ought to have it figured out by now.
That's my daughter, Cassidy. This is how it gets efficient as tradition.
The Newkirks have been in the valley since 1918 and have known the Simses for about as long. Cassidy has been working at brandings her entire life. The calf gets its brand, and they move on to the next one. The work pauses to take a break, and everyone stands around eating cinnamon rolls and discussing why they prefer this method of branding over the table.
It's a lot more work. It's a lot dirtier. Jump in here, guys. What's all the concerns? It's not near as fun.
It's not the cowboy way. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
But I've seen a lot more calves limp out of one of them calf tables than you will at one of these.
On a serious note, tradition.
One of the men jokes that he wouldn't even show up to help if they used the table.
Oh, we'd show up, but we'd sure complain a lot.
Kagan Sims is Scott Sims' grandson. He's 10 years old and grew up going to brandings. This year, he's helping vaccinate. He stands around patiently listening to the talk of tables and finally asks,
"What's a table?"
If it sounds like the Simses are purposefully training the younger generations to stick with the older ways, it's because they are. Sim says it's more efficient, less stressful for both animals and humans, and it's good for morale.
We have always tried to be community-oriented, and I think it's a good way to keep communities close to each other. I think as an industry, we're stronger whenever communities are close. And we wouldn't go back to any other way now.
Kagan Sims agrees.
I'd rather do it this way.
When they branded all 300 calves, the entire crew ate lunch together at the Rock Creek Valley Firehouse. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Zhuroff.